In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being, in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome.
Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit, he lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word.
When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Mighty on high. Having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you great news, good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, that you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of our Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When exactly did Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem? The gospel is not clear. It says that Mary and Joseph had to travel while she was pregnant. And the words of Scripture say, "And while they were there, the time came that she should be delivered." I've always wondered, if the baby Jesus was born prematurely. I wonder this as a mother because I cannot imagine being pregnant and having to walk or ride a donkey all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I think that Mary and Joseph had just arrived when she delivered that child. The reason why I think this is because they couldn't find a place to stay. And if they had been there for weeks or a month, surely by that time they could have found a place. Someone who would take them in. So I've always imagined that this young couple was searching for a place to stay as she began her labor. And they were young, and they had no idea of what they were doing. Of course, there were no prenatal vitamins back then or supplements. Mary would have had to eat whatever she could find as they traveled, whatever they brought with them. That baby would not have been born robust and chubby like many of our babies today, but frail and thin. Why would the Almighty God decide to be born at such risk? Born in the midst of the Middle East, in the midst of a land that was torn by oppression and war. I've been to Bethlehem. Bethlehem is made up of rolling hills, and there's a strong wind that blows through Bethlehem. Scholars believe that there was no wooden little stable, but that back then, like today, the shepherds dug caves in the side of the hill to shelter the animals from the wind, a wind so strong that no simple wooden structure could have withstood it. So most likely Mary and Joseph found their way into a cave dug in the side of a hill. They had no doctor, no midwife, nothing. They did not know what they were doing. When the baby was born, they wrapped him in bands of cloth that Mary must have kept with her, carried with her. Well-worn fabrics, rags. And they laid the baby in a manger, which is a feeding trough for the animals to eat. I think that when God decided to become this tiny, fragile, vulnerable little baby, God was trying to tell us something essential about the divine nature. Many years ago, when I was in college, I worked in orphanages in Russia. On one particular day, my friends who were Russian decided to let me visit the baby orphanage. This was an honor because they did not take foreigners to the baby orphanage. I wasn't sure why, but they never did. They told me not to tell anyone what I saw, but I'm telling you some 20 years later. At the baby orphanage, I walked into a room where there were 12 little babies in metal cribs with one woman watching them. They were surprisingly quiet. They would rock themselves like this and moan just lightly. And I asked the woman, why don't they cry? She said, they've come to learn that no one comes when they cry. So they comfort themselves by a rocking. Across the room, one baby started to cry, and I rushed over to that crib just instinctively to make sure that the baby was okay. It was a little girl. Her face was all blotchy and red from crying. But as soon as I stood over her crib, she stopped. And she looked up at me with these beautiful, watery blue eyes. And she smiled. I picked her up. Mama, Beritia! The woman said in the room, you're the mother, take her. But I wasn't allowed, and I was in college, and I didn't know what to do. Tell me about this baby, I asked the woman. Oh, we found her in a garbage dumpster just 2 days ago, she said. She still thinks that someone might come when she cries. I had to leave that baby girl that day. But I've never forgotten her face or the sound of her cry. When my boys were born and they cried, I would rush to their room in the middle of the night, not really thinking, not calculating what time it was, but just rushing in. Because when they cry, it's usually because they need you. Sometimes you don't even have to pick up the baby, but just look at them. They just want to know that you're there. When God became a baby, on this holy night, God was trying to tell you that He chooses to need you. God cries out for you. Most of us, when we pray because we need to pray, or because we think it'll bring us some kind of inner peace. Or perhaps we pray because we're praying for someone else and we want to help them. But rarely do we ever conceive of the fact that God might call us, that God might need us and yearn for us and long for us to pray, that God might in fact be waiting. When I went to the crib of that little girl, she wanted me. And she didn't care that I didn't have a degree, or that I wasn't very old, or that I wasn't Mother Teresa. She just wanted me. And God calls to you. To no one else but you. And only you. Make God happy. So I want you to think this holy night. Think about coming to God in prayer, not as if you have to do it or how much do you have to do, but as you rush to a baby who cries. And know that God is looking for you, longing for you, waiting for you to come. Do you remember the ancient story of Adam and Eve? How we lived in harmony with God, and then we took this fruit, and it separated us from God, and we saw that we were naked and ashamed, and we ran away from God, and we hid. And if you read the story carefully, the first thing that God does, God walks through the garden crying out to us, "Where are you? Where are you?" Sometimes I go up to the chapel on the third floor of the cathedral to say my prayers. And I hear the sounds of the homeless children who live next door at Community Connections playing in the playground. And I hear their voices, and I think that I'm hearing the voice of the Christ child. Do you remember how Jesus said, "Whenever you do this to the least of these, you do it to me"? Jesus needs you and cries out to you. He cries out to you in the voices of the poor, in the voices of children who are not safe, in the voices of people who are mourning and grieving this Christmas time. He begs for you to come to Him. Come to me, come home. Be with me. It makes God happy when you just come to Him. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our bishops, Rowan, Archbishop of Canterbury, Catherine, presiding bishop, John, Bishop of Florida, and Charles, our assisting bishop. For this gathering, for all ministers and people, pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God for a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed. We pray especially for Diane Scherer, Sam Rady, and Mary Stolniker. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation to whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
We thank you, Almighty God, that you came to us as a fragile and small baby. We thank you that you asked for us to hold you and care for you. Help us to serve you now, to rush to you in love and prayer, and to be thankful for all that you have given us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, welcome all of you to your cathedral. Merry Christmas. We're so grateful and glad that you're here with us today. If you'd like more information about the cathedral, we have little visitor cards in your pew. You can fill one out and we'll send you our e-newsletter. Isn't that cool? We can send that to you now. All baptized Christians are welcome to receive Holy Communion. Just hold out your hands for the bread and you can guide the cup to your lips, or you can take your wafer and dip it in the cup. If you are not sure what you believe, or if you're from another faith tradition, please do come up. We welcome you, cross your arms, and we'll give you a blessing. And that can't hurt, right? So we want everyone to come forward. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
May we join our witness as it comes to us.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord.